Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and hope that you're thinking about maybe staying a little bit warm. We've had a little turn where we are, but you are listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. And you know what, Barbecue Bob? Had a good weekend last weekend. You and I took off and went up to Whipple Lake, which is Bob's little 1950s hunting camp, which is a lot of fun. And I'm sure throughout the show that I'm going to be reminded of the things that we did. But I am Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Thanks, Jop. I'm going to go easy on you because
no, you won't.
Just how I roll.
This is the beginning of the show, it's man. You're just getting warmed
just
up.
Just how I roll. You know, deer camp's like Vegas, brother.
Yeah, yep. Happens stays. That's
but here's right. Here's what Joppy did.
Yeah.
I got some funny stuff right there, yeah. I'll tell you what. For $10, you just send me an email.
Right.
I'll send you a couple pictures. And yes, that is a mountain goat.
Right, yeah.
So I am headed back up as soon as we get done here. I can't get out of here quick enough. Because the rut is on, and the cold weather's here. And after you left camp last weekend, I moved some stuff around and got everything just nicey-nicey, stayed a few hours with my chainsaw and had some bro time with Mr. Steele.
Yep.
And got everything carved up nicely. You know, we Ted, who owns the property, had a logger come in. And take down 54 beech, giant beech. And if there's beech on your property, it means the soil's really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hilly, and there's some creeks going to a lake and yada yada. It's a beautiful piece. And I know you enjoyed yourself up there.
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
Yep.
Yeah.
And but after moving, you helped me move it. Well, my last tree stand or ladder stand, and I carved up around that and carved where my tent's going to go, my nice browning pop-up. And
right.
I think I'll be just like a hog in mud.
Sure,
I
man.
There
well, there are some great sign there and some good-looking hunting spots that you already have pegged down, and you put me in one of them. And I didn't see any deer, but I saw the grand slam of squirrels. I saw, you know, the fox, the gray, the black, and the red. So
and probably a chipmunk,
right?
Too.
I did. Yep, and I had some entertainment there. But you know, last week, if you were listening, Sobey Meats was our guest, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, and he was talking about bringing in some Wagyu beef. And as Tim would always be Tim, he set aside a couple porterhouses for us, and I went over to Sobey's before we went up north, grabbed those steaks. Grab some sliced portobello mushrooms and a big sweet onion. And you know what? Just a stick of butter and a little bit of red wine, salt and pepper. That was it. And we put those mushrooms and onions in that cast iron skillet, put a stick of butter in there to get them going, and then finished them off with a little red wine reduction so that it kind of cooked them down a little bit. And then we threw those. I brought the tech up because I didn't want to mess up.
Well, it's a good thing you did because we got so much rain.
Right.
That cooking over the campfire was going to be tricky.
Right. So we threw a little pop-up. This is where I'm going is you got plan B. You got plan A and plan B. And I brought the grill just because I knew you'd want to cook over the fire if we could, but the forecast was rain. So anyway, it worked out. Those Wagyu steaks, if you've never had one of those, they're
holy
just
cow.
Incredibly marbled.
They were beautiful.
Right. They were gorgeous. And we ate them with a butter knife and a fork, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they were that tender. big old porterhouse. And we just wanted to shout out to Tim Sobey for hooking us up. He's going to have those in his store now starting in the next couple weeks. He's just getting it worked out with the farmer that produces these beef, but really looking forward to being able to get into some of those in the future again, because those were wonderful.
Well, this is going to be the brisket show, and that is as a result of a conversation Jop and I had at deer camp that I can reveal, and he was telling me he's still not happy with his brisket. So I thought, gosh, if Jop isn't happy with his brisket, how many of our listeners out there who don't barbecue as much as he does, how many of them are still not happy or have never tried it? You know, we've done brisket quite a few times on the show, and when you're trying to figure out what to do on this silly show, you're always afraid you're going to be boring or do the same thing too many times or repetitiveness, all that stuff. And when he said he's still not happy with his brisket, I thought, well, man, if a guy this good at barbecue is still not happy, how many Joe Grillin' guys out there are still not happy?
Right.
Or have just never dared it. For some reason, I hear the comment all the time, yeah, I've just not tried brisket yet. I know, I hear it's really tough, and I've just not, you'd think they were stepping out on a cliff,
right?
And it's an 80-foot fall.
Well, you know? it's about a 40-foot chunk, $40 chunk of meat.
Oh,
you know,
it's
or more.
80, yeah.
Yeah, or more. So, you know, it takes a little bit of courage to mess one up and learn from the first time. And I've done it. I'm not going to say I've messed it up. The first one I probably did wasn't really good, but they've gotten a little better. But I eat one that I cook, and I think I'm doing everything right. And then I come over when you're doing one, and I eat one you cook, and it's like, wow, that's what it's supposed to taste like. And mine never is there that way. Well, and I don't know where I'm going wrong. So as we go through this, it might be a you know, comparison contrast for me, saying, oh, I don't do that. Now I probably should. And you've taught me a lot about it, but I just, and again, it's just me at home, right? So cooking 14 pounds of meat doesn't do a lot for me. I much prefer fresh meat over frozen meat.
Right.
So if I cook that big old brisket, I got a bunch of frozen meat that I got to eat for another couple months.
Well, that's funny you'd say that, because being that I'm heading up again this weekend and Ted's going to join me, I'm going to make some stew, and I have a beautiful chunk of the deckle meat that I froze because I just couldn't use it all.
Right.
And I'm going to make stew out of that brisket meat. And it's already smoky. And I'm just going to make up a little gravy, real simple, some potatoes. I have some beautiful Michigan potatoes and some organic carrots I picked up at the store and some big old Vidalia onions left over yet in my secret stash.
Yeah, right.
And some fresh garlic. And it's going to be simple, and I'll tell you that. When it's cold and you're out in a little trailer out in the woods, mm-hmm. to have a nice hot bowl of stew. And I picked up some disposable bowls too, so it was
sure.
Save on the dishes that we right. had to do last weekend.
Yep.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about brisket, and we'll start off the first segment with how to trim it. But Jop and I had an awful lot of fun. We went to the Chase Creek Smokehouse because it was raining. And we had a little hors d'oeuvre there, and that was really nice, lunchtime treat.
Right, yep.
And then stopped at a buddy's house and got to see an old high school friend, and then went back to camp and kind of hunted in the rain. We had a nice covered spot, which is Ted's cabin, and I went and sat out there, and I think Jop took a little nap.
I did, maybe, yeah because, you know, the afternoon got maybe a little bit away from me.
Yeah.
But we had a little bit of fun, I know that, and I'm sure we'll dive into that a little bit deeper. But coming up next, a beef brisket's a huge chunk of meat. Barbecue Bob's going to tell you what you need to do to massage it and make it just right for the smoker. Stick with us. We'll be back. We want more. We want more.